Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Alexis Jones. I am the newsroom manager for Black PR Wire. In honor of Women's History Month, Black PR Wire, in partnership with WAMR-DB, the Women's Station, and KEEP, sponsor Women Grow Strong, Sisters Who Succeed, a Women's History Month webinar. Sisters Who Succeed will be March 24th and is an online event. Follow us on social media at Black PR Wire for an update on time and link for the event.
That we have our very own Emmy nominated news anchor from 11 Alive News here in Metro Atlanta, Ms. Patricia Hunt. She's going to be talking about and a commentary on Sisters Who Succeed webinar conference. So let me give you a quote that I got back from Ms. Bernadette Morris, the CEO. She says, "Sisters, this is our season, our time. Let's work together and make the difference of a lifetime for our families, for one another, and for ourselves." She also quoted that, "I am also grateful for our partnership with WMRDB, the woman's station based in Atlanta, and reaching thousands of listeners throughout the U.S. and abroad. Thank you, Karima, and your fabulous team for taking our webinar to a higher height and epic proportions. We're ever so grateful and appreciative for your support. Once again, at Black PR Wire, we share the news, our media, and communications that can be used." Now, I want to introduce Ms. Patricia Hunt. She has been on point, on the front line for the past 30 days. carrying the flag for WMRDB. I don't know how she does it. But as a professional, Ms. Hunt, I just want everybody to know that we are so appreciative of everything that you've done. And I know it has been something else, but I want to just get your take on everything, because if it wasn't for you, we would not have made it over the finish line. I know you drug me right over there, too, with you. I don't know how you did it, but I got there, because if it wasn't for you, I'd have
we got
out
there,
the corner.
Didn't we? It's been a long haul,
yes,
but we got there.
Yes, ma'am. You're very dedicated and professional, and I just want everybody to know that from, you know, I don't know what I can say. I'm not saying anything about Black PR Wire, but this is something new for me because everything was virtual, you know, and so you're able to, you know, intermingle with a whole lot of people, and I just want to get your take on what, you know, today and what you thought about everything, if you don't mind.
I thought it was, in spite of a few glitches, it was an excellent presentation. And something that a lot of people learned a lot from. Those ladies poured out their hearts. Sisters Who Succeed webinar featured four outstanding Black women professionals sharing their secrets to success in business and entrepreneurship. They shared their hardships, their failures, and how they overcame. Christina Romola, founder of PolitiCalm, a company whose whole function is to train and counsel anyone who wants to be a politician, a public leader of any kind. She offers both coaching and counseling, all the way down to mental counseling. In fact, she calls for any social worker or mental health expert with information and know-how to help what she's doing, to contact Christina Romulus. You can email Christina Romulus at christina@politicom.com. I'm going to spell that email address out, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, christina@politicom, politicalm.com. Now, Martina Charles, co-founder of Ashe Beauty, an all-natural cosmetics line, says beauty should not come at the loss of a woman's health. That's why her company makes lipstick, hair care, and skin care products that are far less harmful than most cosmetics. She aims to cut down on the number of Black women who suffer cancer, heart disease, and many other diseases because of the cosmetics they use. Essie Igadosa started out, let me just share that Essie Igadosa is a graduate of Hampton University. She is also an attorney. Now, you know Hampton University is an HBCU university. She started out representing the NFL, the National Football League, the Carolina Panthers, NFL Films. She's now running the House of Athletes. House of Athletes is a brand that offers a clothing line, nutritional supplements for athletes and anybody else who wants to take them. The company has several podcasts that they air. Essie Igadosa says, if your dream doesn't scare you, scare, S-C-A-R-E, if your dream doesn't scare you, they're not big enough. She says we need to broaden our imagination. She says you must believe it to see it. You must see it to be it. Dr. Sharon Robinson was a big hit. She's a celebrated founder and publisher of two books. She's chief executive officer of Diversity Woman Media, which she also founded. So she has lots of advice. She first rose to the top in corporate America with the international giant DuPont. She later founded Diversity Media, Diversity Woman Media. Her first book was Live, Lead by Example, a manual on how to succeed in corporate America and entrepreneurship. Her second book is Your Toolkit for Success, The Professional Woman's Guide for Advancing to the C-Suite. Dr. Robinson says you must put your dreams on paper. Make a plan. Now, if you missed it, if you missed the webinar and you want to see it, you can find it online at blackprwire.com, on Black PR Wire's Facebook page, and on WAMRDB Radio, the woman's station. Or you can see it online at the AtlantaMixRadio.com website. If you'd like to get in touch with any of the women in the webinar, Black PR Wire will post their contact information on their website and on Black PR Wire Facebook page. Karima?
Yeah, I just want to take a deeper dive. What did you think about the course that Black PR Wire has taken with Sisters Who Succeed? It's kind of uncanny that a public relations firm that provides news actually reached back in the community and provide a platform, and they've been doing this for 3 years. This is not their first rodeo. And they even mustered through the last year they even did it. But with the combination of more and more women, it was something that was said, Mrs. Hunt, that one of the young ladies stated, there's something in the air. There's something going on where Black women are rising to heights and to levels that has been unheard of. But
exactly.
In the meantime, you still have a Black-owned firm that supplies 1,200 of the main news feeds to all the big guys, I call them. I don't want to drop names. But this woman, Mrs. Bernadette Morris, her vision, her paralysis in being able to navigate through these waters and give back through Sisters Who Succeed. What's your take on Miss Morris?
I think she's an outstanding woman, I tell you that. And this is a service. This Sisters Who Succeed project is an incredible service. And, you know, Karima, we're talking about women and, like, adults only. This is for children, young people, high school kids who are trying to look at what direction they would like to go in life. I could see these women, these young people sitting down at the feet of these women who are doing it, succeeding, and really going places, deciding, okay, what do I want to do with my life? How do I want to guide my life? And the advice, they answered a lot of questions, the women did. And they gave such incredible advice on how to get into a good college, when to start looking for a college. They suggested people should start looking for scholarships to colleges in the ninth grade. Don't wait till you are junior or senior. You can look for money to go to school. And the lady who shared that was Christina Romola. And she said, you don't need to pay for college anymore. You can find scholarship money from places you never dreamed. And you'll need to go on Facebook and Black PR Wire and actually hear the seminar. Not the seminar, but the webinar. And get this advice firsthand from these women. And if you need to go back and listen to it more than once. Say that again, Karima.
It was more like a seminar because these ladies laid so much on the line. The young lady that hosted it, you interviewed her, Miss Simone Cook, right?
Yes. Yes. Go on, Karima.
Yeah, you interviewed her. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No trouble. Yes, I interviewed Simone Cook. Simone is a young woman. She's a young businesswoman. But she's making great strides and headway through the tutelage of Black PR Wire.
Ms. Bernadette.
Black PR Wire is a training ground.
Yeah.
She's a training ground for other Black professionals coming up.
Mm.
And I want to reiterate that anyone who wants to get any information from any of these women in this webinar, go on Black PR Wire Facebook page and blackprwire.com and seek out their various information, their contact information, and contact these people. Ask them further questions. If they have something that you can use, say, for example, if Christina Romulus, and I think Christina Romulus could become another Stacey Abrams, the way she's giving counseling and guidance to people who are aiming to go into politics or in public service.
It was awesome.
Say want to be a police captain or something, a police. You want to rise through the ranks of the police departments around the country. She can encourage you and inspire you even in that.
I just wanted to echo on that. It was so exciting to hear her say that if you want to run for office, not only will we help you, we're going to train you and put you in position so that you can be successful and you can win. That was great.
Yes.
They actually took that person, that young lady, and stated that she, like you said, is the Stacey Abrams of 2021. That's huge.
Yes.
I wanted to also echo on Bernadette.
She will one day be called a queen or kingmaker in politics.
Yes.
Because she's training people. She will even train you as to how to run your campaign. You don't have to be guessing.
Mm.
So she has lots of information. And if by any chance you get all stressed out, there will be mental health counseling. And that's amazing.
It is.
Politics
and we need
is
it
a
so
stressful
much.
Business.
It is. It is. So I wanted to echo off of the other young lady that really has worked hard, and I was so impressed with Mrs. Morris that she has young women in leadership. Miss Alexis Jones, she is the manager over the newsroom. This young lady actually juggled in the entire process of lining this entire event up. You know, with the fact that team building and constant contact with individuals. And so she did a wonderful job. And I just wanted to give a shout out to her as well as Ricardo, which is their IT person. And we actually went through this and we got it right. And I can tell you the level of professionalism that this company has is tremendous. I also want to share one last thing, is that Ms. Bernadette Morris, not only is she the CEO of Black PR Wire, but Sunshine Communications, Women Who Grow Strong. She stated that we are so delighted that we have taken the time out of our busy schedule to join you guys today. The amazing women you'll be hearing from are simply awe-inspiring pioneers who have charted their own her story, I love that, in life, her story in life.
Her story.
I am certain you will be her story, yes, ma'am. I am certain you will be empowered and inspired from these sisters who have truly succeeded. This is an epic opportunity. This is the best way to start to get into the fourth quarter. And I truly want to thank you. I think that the entire team of individuals on that esteemed panelist, they enlightened a lot of people. We had over 100 on both social media, Facebook, and on the actual webinar. And then on Facebook, it's being shared over and over again. And I am so grateful.
Beautiful.
I just want to thank you for just actually doing this. But also I forgot to mention that you can also listen to this on Blog Talk, Sisters Who Succeed. We sponsored this piece for them in terms of being able to have it on a big platform and on Spotify and on 8 other platforms. So you will not be able to miss this. And so I just want to thank you for coming on board. I know we had a little technical difficulty, but anytime you have anything like this, it's been a pleasure to just be a part of this, be a part of the type of women that we've been just, and you know, just been able to be able to talk to and be a part of this whole thing. The Christina Romulus, the city commissioner for the city of Bolton Beach, in the state of Florida, Martina Charles, Essie Iglesias, and Dr. Sheila Robinson, yes. And those four ladies, along with the team at Black PR Wire, have been outstanding, very beautiful individuals. I like the fact that the ASE Beauty is conscious. And she made some very startling advice about about what's happened with makeup. So if you want to listen to what she has to say, I suggest you go and listen to the webinar.
Yes.
Any closing remarks, Mrs. Hunt, because we truly appreciate you stepping up to the plate and us getting a chance to be able to talk about the situation that happened today and what's been happening for the whole month. You know, being on Tuesdays and Thursdays interviewing various women. We had Tina Brinkley Potts. That was an awesome interview.
It was excellent.
Yes, ma'am. And then we also had Jasmine Soul, which is a recording artist. She's a millennial. She's got like 9 different jobs and careers that she's pursuing. So we've had some extraordinary women for the month of Women's History Month, and I think it's been a privilege to be able to have these type of women that are out there, and there's so many more. And I think that is why I am so proud of our name, the Woman Station, and being a corporate. I call ourselves a national corporate partner. You know, we do corporate social responsibilities all over the globe. We're located in Atlanta. Those gals, they were down there in Florida and various other places. And so we want to thank everybody and stuff. So any closing remarks, Mrs. Hunt?
Well, yes. I want to just say again, if you know of anyone, young, middle age, or older, who want to go into business, encourage them to find this webinar on Black PR Wire, the website blackprwire.com or WAMRDBradio.com, the women's station, or AtlantaMixRadio.com. It's there for you, and it's very educational. That's it for me, Karima.
Yeah, all right. Everybody, please have a great evening. We thank you. You're listening to WMRDB with Patricia Hunt.
Yeah, I know you heard me. You have a new text. Go ahead, pick me up and check it out. You don't want to miss anything. It could be important. You should check now. Do you want to seem rude? You should respond now. Come on, just pick me up. It'll just take a second.
Don't text and drive. Hands-free cell phone use is now the law. This message brought to you by the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Confidence, innovation, just amazing. I'm so delightfully honored to be here with you today. You can go ahead to my first slide. Just want to share with the audience that for the past 16 years, I've dedicated my life to helping women advance in their careers and reach their professional goals. And as the founder and CEO of Diversity Woman Media, much of my work is targeting at educating women of all races, cultures, and backgrounds, and, you know, providing them ideas, solutions, and resources to advance in their careers. I'm so very passionate about my mission and, you know, the work that I do to be able to help women avoid some of the pitfalls that I had in corporate America. And I'm just inspired daily to empower women to succeed and advance in both their personal and professional goals, because women often, you know, start working on their careers and then they forget about, you know, their personal life. And so a lot of what I do is, you know, I try to help women with preparation and dispel some of those myths that you can't have it all. You want me to, do you have the slides that I sent in, Simone? All right. And I'll start with my questions. Why did I start my business? I worked in corporate America with a global chemical company, DuPont. You can go ahead to the first slide. Yeah. So I worked in corporate America with a global company, DuPont, working on Lycra, nylon, and other textile brands. And how my career started was amazing. You can go ahead to the next slide. How my career ended was amazing. It's how it started that, you know, helped push me to inspire me to do the work that I was doing. You know, how it was started was full of sabotage, sexism, racism, and lack of opportunity to advance. So I had to overcome a lot of barriers to get where I am today from the beginning of my career. And that experience encouraged me to do what I'm doing now, because I did not want women coming behind me to have to go through what I went through. So I thought if I could teach them how I turn adversity into opportunity, if I can mentor them, if I can lead by example, you know, that I can, you know, I can help close that horrendous leadership gap, you know, and a lot of things that are that I experienced when I was in corporate America, unfortunately, is still going on. But my philosophy and what I share with someone, whether they're in corporate America and whether, you know, they're starting their own business, with the biases that we have to deal with daily, is what a person says or does is a reflection of who they are. And what you say or do is a reflection of who you are. And always remain true to who you are and focus on always been trying to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Because often when we have those negative things come up against us, you know, somebody's trying to, you know, squash our dreams, or somebody's so afraid that we're going to tap into theirs. But we cannot allow, you know, those negative forces around us to stop us. So through our magazines, you'll see I've had the opportunity to interview many women who tell their stories and, you know, focusing on gender equality. So next slide. So the first thing I try to do is I share with women. I have conferences. I have four magazines, publications in Barnes & Nobles all over the country. I have events all over the country, and I enjoy working across the spectrum of all women, women of all races, cultures, and backgrounds. And the first thing I want to share with them is define what success means to you, both personally and professionally. And what I mean is, you imagine yourself standing on top of a mountain and that you have made it. Yes. What does that mean? For me, it doesn't mean that Diversity Woman made X dollars amount. It doesn't mean that, you know, I sold my company. It means that I am living a healthy, happy life. And by me defining that that's what success means to me, if something happens to this business, I don't crumble. You know, I share with my daughter, if I am painting white lines down the middle of the street, they are the best white lines you've ever seen. So you cannot get enslaved and in bondage to a thing to create what success is for you. Success should not be a physical thing. It should be a spiritual thing. And to me, defining that a healthy, happy life for my family and my loved ones is what true success means when I'm standing on that mountain. That means I can reach that through any avenue. And next slide. And I it makes me, I'm not stressed. I'm not worried. You know, I don't allow money to dictate me and drive me. You know, I am more confident. I'm fearless. I'm resilient. And I'm able to take strategic risks because I know that if I have to do something else, I have to do something else. And I can still do something else and achieve my definition of success, which is being healthy and happy. So I encourage you to define what success means to you. And, you know, I like to say on the last couple of slides is that this work is important because, you know, while I am a gender diversity platform and I want to help women of all races, cultures, and backgrounds, you know, I do special initiatives for women of color. Women of color from the entry level all the way through the C-suite are at the bottom of the totem pole, and Black women are at the bottom, period. And so, you know, we have to... you know, we have to end this negative statistic that it's going to take 100 years for women to reach gender parity. We don't have 100 years. It took 100 years for women to have the right to vote. We definitely can't spend another 100 years, you know, fighting for equal pay and equal opportunity and the right to reach our full potential in our career and in our business. My last slide. So, you know, I share that preparation, prepare, whether it's your career or your business, it's the foremost tangible factor that builds a foundation for success. You know, you should, you know, it goes beyond education, training, business acumen, all of that. You know, we need to prepare for what we want. I work very hard to dispel all of these myths of what women can and cannot do. And that's why I love hearing, you know, the women that spoke, you know, before me. You know, set goals and put them into action. I recommend a 1-year, 3-year, and a 5-year plan. Everything I've done is I started out with a 1-year plan because, see, our dreams remain dreams if we don't put it into an actionable plan. And when you put things onto paper and you set positive visions into motion, you're holding yourself accountable. And it's going to lead to great results. And so creating a plan and setting it into action help you become extremely productive. It's also motivating. It gives you a great sense of personal satisfaction. And even if you have to start with something very small, like I am going to give myself until the end of April to clean out my closet or garage. You got to, and that means you say, okay, this week I'm going to do this. This week I'm going to do that, because that's how I started my business with the 1-year, 3-year, and 5-year plan. That's how I bought my home. That's how I, you know, got my doctorate. That's how I got my master's. You know, it was because putting it in a plan, and every day you're going to do something, and next thing you know, you have accomplished that plan. So I encourage you to, you know, unleash that power within you and step into it, unlocking your full potential, and only you hold your passport to success. So think big, dream big, believe big, and your results will be big. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Robinson. You came with a word today. So those were all powerful messages from all of our presenters. I hope everyone got something from all of these gems that were dropped today. So as we prepare to dive into the Q&A portion of this webinar, I just wanted to share that Black PR Wire is offering 50% discount on all of their services for everyone who participated today. This special perk is available now through Mother's Day, which is May 9th. So if you want to take advantage of this deal, you can just give us a call at 1-877-BLACK-PR, and we'll get the process going. Also, as a special gift and token of appreciation, just send us your address and we will send out a thank you gift for participating. And we also just want to encourage everyone to continue to connect with us and let's keep this conversation going. So now, thanks again to our wonderful presenters. They're ready to take any questions that anyone may have. As Alexis mentioned earlier, drop them down in the chat box and we'll get to them. So what's our first question? Let's see. Okay. So our first question, this is from social media. This is just for the panel, no one in particular. How important is it to have a bachelor's degree, if not higher, to succeed in this world? Anyone want to take that?
I'll take that. In this day and time, I know from the research that a bachelor's degree is important because most companies want that entry, you know, want you to at least have a bachelor's degree as a minimum. But there are also organizations that are so focused on talent. They are, now we're in the 21st century, talent is important. You know, for advanced degrees bring you more visibility than opportunity. And that's what that is showing. So minimally, I think, depending on the corporation, a bachelor's, but that's nothing else is really necessary from my experience, unless it's a particular field like law or medicine, or in my case, I did it for credibility and visibility.
Yeah, I would just add that I think it's important, you know, now you have tools like LinkedIn where you can see people that have the positions that you want at the companies that you want to be in, and you can get an idea about what their background is. I think also just going on LinkedIn or Indeed and looking at job descriptions and looking at how many of those job descriptions say bachelor's degree required. I know like in the IT field, you know, that's shifting, right, where it's focusing more on certifications now, but are those certifications, do you have to have a bachelor's to get those? So I think just doing your research based on the actual field you want to enter or even the companies that you want to work for and looking at what their job postings are saying will be beneficial. I do agree with Dr. Sheila that I think there is a trending more away from this, you know, archaic, you need a college degree. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to work for somebody, you need to look at what they're doing, because a lot of companies still want that college degree as a baseline for their candidates.
And I would add, part of that question is also the funding, right? A lot of people are always so concerned about that funding of how do I get that college degree. And your number one goal at this point right now is to get your college degree for free, right? You should, at this point, you should not have to get into student loan debt to get your bachelor's degree, especially if you're a person of color, African-American, Black person. Like, there are so many scholarships out there, so you just got to do your due diligence. I see, you know, some of these students that are going in and they're getting like hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships, and they're just kind of having pocket money left over on the side to go to college. So do your homework, start early, right? If you're a high school student, start early. Since like ninth grade, you can start applying for scholarships. You don't have to wait till your senior year to apply. You can start applying. You can go to different organizations, different nonprofits. They give scholarships. So don't just look at the typical, like, you know, FAFSA application. Make sure you get every single opportunity, the local, you know, what do you call those things, like your local Rotary Club, your local business chamber, your library, your city council. Like, for example, our city, we have our education board. We give $1,000 scholarship every year. So there are so many different opportunities that people don't think about. And I wish I had known these things when I was a kid. And, you know, just make sure you just ask questions. Look to the people who have been there, who have done it, who can give you their life experience and who can tell you, learn from my mistakes, young one. Don't do that, right? So stay away from those student loans. Don't do it if you don't have to, because there are way too many opportunities out there to not go to college for free at this point anymore.
Thank you. Those were all such beautiful answers, and I just took something from each of them. I was like, yeah. Perfect. The next question we have is from Tanisha Coleman, and she asks, how do you cope with work-life balance? Do you use apps, or is there something that you use to stay organized and goal-oriented? This question is general for the panelists.
Take it. I think it's that definitely is a very major question, because everybody's always trying to balance life out. And I think it's a thing that's doable, as Dr. Sheila says. It's doable, but you don't have to be perfect at it. I think it's really looking at your time, looking at allocation. You may dedicate one day to getting one project done, another day to doing something else, or hour by hour. But it's really about looking at the best way to prioritize what works for you. And I have the red, yellow, green system. And for me, it's kind of the red is anything that's screaming that I absolutely need to do, like right now, I'll pay attention to that. The yellow, I might be able to delay that a little bit more. The green, I'm done. But at least it gives me an opportunity to say, okay, this is not the priority today. Focus on this and build some time out for you to just take some time and relax, even if it's for an hour. So everything is not urgent. So look, being that red, yellow, green actually really does help me out.
Well, I would add too. So, you know, I think that communication is key, communication to the family and letting them all be a part of the game plan. You know, often we are so busy about saying, I got to do this. You know, I started allowing my daughter and my family to be a part of it. This is the game plan. This is where we're trying to get to. And so mommy needs you to do this, and this is where you could be this. My daughter went from, you're always on the phone, to, it's okay, you can take your conference call. So, you know, when you communicate and allow people to be a part of the game plan where you're trying to get, it makes a difference. And the second thing I would say is use your resources. Whatever resources are out there, research and find. This is the 21st century, maybe apps. For me, I'll tell you, culturally, as a Black woman, I came up, you clean your house, you cook your dinner, you do your job. No, not today. You know, I would give up my entertainment fee for my housekeeper because, you know, and it's cheap. It's dirt cheap. But our mindset and our culture, it's been instilled in us that something is wrong with us if we have to hire help. So I would say look for resources that may be available online and communicate and let the whole family be a part of the game because it's all about all of our success.
And I would add from the perspective of a young millennial, and I think all the women on this panel can agree with me on this, when you got to about like your mid to late 20s, you finally started getting to the point where you just didn't give two Fs, right? Like you were just like, I'm done. Like, I don't need to be perfect for anybody else. I just need to get it together and do what's good for me, for my family, for the people I love. And so that's something you just kind of got to get to the point where it's you put yourself and you put the people in your immediate circle first, and that will help you with your prioritization as well, right? And you get the perfectionist complex out of your head. It's going to just hinder you more than help you when you're thinking that everything has to be done so perfectly and to the exact T and I and D and whatever. You just got to let it go sometimes and just know that you're only human. You can only do so much. And, you know, you just put yourself and put your family first and put those things that are important to you first and like kind of prioritize everything else. Kind of to Martine's point about the red, yellow, green system, I think that's pretty awesome. I might start using that. I'm going to talk to you about that offline, Martine.
Yes, I love that system. Okay, so my next question is for Dr. Sheila Robinson. It's from Tamara Campbell. She's asking, how can she get involved with your publication?
Oh, that's wonderful. You can go to diversitywoman.com. Because of COVID and people getting out to the bookstores, we allow our virtual copy is free of charge. Also, we are offering a free self-care health and wellness conference that is April 29th, and Diversity Women registered, and we have proclaimed the last Friday of April, April 30th, and every last Friday in April year after as World Wellness Women's Day. You now have an official day to take a mental wellness day. And so go to diversitywoman.com, register for free to that event. We have been doing Wellness Wednesdays too, but our last Wellness Wednesday is March 31st because we're working on the conference. And the reason why we're trying to help women, you know, we can't be maximum leadership performers if we're not putting our mask on first and taking care of ourselves first. And so we're trying to help them get rid of COVID-19, get rid of 15 pounds, get rid of stress, you know, focus on how to take care of ourselves so we can go, you know, go back to some semblance of normal. So just go to diversitywoman.com, and there are all kinds of ways how you can contact us there. And please follow me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn. It's the best way. I respond to LinkedIn. Let's connect on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook.
Awesome. Let's see here. Our next question that we have is from Ashley Lynch, and she would like to know, how much money / resources should you save before striving for your dreams? And this is also a general question to the panelists.
I'll kick this one off. I launched my company in January earlier this year. Prior to that, I had just resigned during COVID from a six-figure CEO job. I walked away from that job because it literally was killing me, mental health-wise, family-wise. It was killing me, and I could not do it anymore. So the pandemic started in March. I resigned in May, and I was unemployed for a couple of months, kind of like, what do I do next? And, you know, being who I am, I couldn't sit idle for long. So I started, you know, just seeing all the things that were going on around me and realizing that I had to come up with a solution. So it's not like I had a, you know, huge savings ready to go to just kind of invest into my business. I just took it one day at a time and just put in the work, right? The sweat equity is what will get you where you want to go, not necessarily a huge, you know, payroll that you need to kind of just roll things out. And believe in what you're doing, and find people who are like-minded and who believe in what you're doing as well. That will kind of take where it's going to go faster. Money definitely helps. So it's good to, you know, just kind of get support where you can get it, and get as quickly paid as you possibly can to get those things off the ground. But really, like, focus on that sweat equity. Get the work done. Get the mission out there. Just connect with people who, again, are like-minded, and that will get you faster to where you need to go. I do not come from money, and I can probably say that most of the women on here can agree that none of us come from money. None of us have a silver spoon in our mouth. No daddies or mommies left us with, you know, like a none of them left us with a trust fund or anything like that. So we had to make it work. And if you're creative and you just ask for help, and you know, Bernadette said it earlier, this is the year of the woman. This is the year of the Black woman, especially. I firmly and wholeheartedly believe that, period, right? Firmly and wholeheartedly believe that we just, there is something that's going on. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened in the cosmos, the universe, but God is just making moves. And this is the time. If you have a passion, if you have an interest, if you have a desire and you want to get it done, get it done. And we're here to help, right? I don't think any person on this panel will tell you no if you reach out. Just reach out, DM us, say, I need help with this. How do I do that? And we'll give you, you know, some support and kind of guide you in the right direction and get you going. So that's really what how I would answer that question. You don't necessarily need to have a whole, you know, couple zeros in your bank account to start a business. Just get it started. Just start.
Yes, I like that. Just get it started. Okay, our next question is from Connie Mantel. She's just asking, Essay, if you could share the podcast info of it.
Hi, my name is Alexis Jones. I am the newsroom manager for Black PR Wire. In honor of Women's History Month, Black PR Wire, in partnership with WAMR-DB, the Women's Station, and KEEP, sponsor Women Grow Strong, Sisters Who Succeed, a Women's History Month webinar. Sisters Who Succeed will be March 24th and is an online event. Follow us on social media at Black PR Wire for an update on time and link for the event.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. We'll be right back.
WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. W-A-M-R-D-B.